You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, the Danish government officially confirmed it will be lowering the legal limits for nitrate contamination in water, according to recommendations from an independent scientific review, commissioned by the Danish Ministry for the Environment. The change came after outcry from Danish citizens over the country's pork industry and its links to water contamination. Greenpeace Aotearoa is now saying that New Zealand should follow Denmark's lead and lower their legal nitrate levels to the same point. There has recently been suggestions that New Zealand is in a nitrate crisis, with the Canterbury Regional Council declaring an emergency last year and Southland facing increasing calls to do the same. To discuss the lowering of drinking water nitrate limits, I talked to Greenpeace freshwater campaigner Will Appleby. Can you start off just by explaining the Danish decision to lower water nitrate limits? What has led them to see the issue as important enough to address it and the context of the issue?
Sure. So there's a growing body of scientific evidence that has associated several risks to human health with nitrate contamination in drinking water. Currently, the legal limit for nitrate contamination is 11.3 milligrams per litre. Now, that level was set in the 1950s to avoid a condition called blue baby syndrome, which is a terrible condition where the nitrate in drinking water, when it's mixed with baby formula and fed to babies, it can starve the baby's blood of oxygen. Now, that limit of 11.3 milligrams per litre, that was set in the 1950s, and it hasn't been updated since. What we're seeing now is that above 1 milligram per litre, there's an increased risk of bowel cancer over the long-term exposure to nitrate in drinking water. And that risk increases along with the increased level of nitrate. So when you get to 8 milligrams per litre of nitrate in drinking water, the long-term risk of bowel cancer is closer to 32%. So what the Danish government has done, they've just had an election. Prior to the election, the Minister of Environment established an expert panel to make a recommendation of what their nitrate level should be. And that panel came back saying we should be taking a precautionary approach because of the risk to human health, the long-term risk to human health, and it should be lower to 1.3 milligrams per litre. And following the election, the government's been formed in Denmark, and in part of their coalition agreement, staff committed themselves to lowering the nitrate level.
Now, this is an issue that impacts New Zealand quite directly. Last year, the Canterbury Regional Council declared a nitrate emergency. There's been calls for Southland to do the same. If this is such a big issue here, why has Denmark beat us to this response, and why have we not been quick to respond in the same manner?
Yeah, I mean, that's an excellent question. The dairy industry is a very powerful force in New Zealand politics, and that's one issue that we have to contend with. In Denmark, one of the first studies that established that there was an associative risk between bowel cancer and long-term exposure to nitrate in drinking water. That study was from Denmark, but the issues apply here as well. New Zealand has been slow to respond to this issue, and what we know is it's not just bowel cancer, right? There's also a risk of preterm birth above 5 milligrams per litre. And the New Zealand College of Midwives recommends that preterm people should consider another source of drinking water if theirs is above 5 milligrams per litre. But yeah, the dairy industry in New Zealand, it has a lot of political privilege in New Zealand, and I think that's one of the reasons why New Zealand has been slow to react.
Yeah, you mentioned there the dairy industry's power, and also often, the actual people in rural communities who are being impacted by this can be underrepresented in Parliament. Do you think this is going to make it difficult to get the government to listen to your pleas?
Well, I mean, the fact that Denmark has made this move, it's quite a major development for another country to move and lower the nitrate limit. And, New Zealand will have to take notice. The growing body of evidence does show that there is several risks to human health, and the weight of that evidence supports taking a precautionary approach to ensure that we don't cause undue harm to people that are drinking this water. Across the country, look, 80% of New Zealanders, their water is below 1 milligram per litre, and that's what we'd consider safe. But that still leaves you know, about 15% of the country that's where their water could be putting them at risk of harm. And these are mostly rural communities that cannot safely drink the water coming out of their kitchen tap. Towns like Darfield and Oxford in Canterbury, Lumsden in Southland, Gore has had issues with high levels of nitrate in their drinking water, so much so that they were issued a do not drink notice last year. You know, these are people's lives that are being impacted by this contamination of their drinking water. And we can't continue going on and ignoring that. At the moment, Fonterra and other corporations are reaping record profits. And while their intensive dairy farms are leaking nitrates into the soil and into water systems, we cannot let that to continue. And eventually the government is going to have to take notice.
How difficult would it be for these corporations to make adjustments to ensure the nitrate levels decrease in drinking water?
Well, look, we need to see the legal limit for nitrate needs to be lowered, but that's not going to address the source of the nitrate, which is fundamentally the intensive dairy industry. We need to transition to other forms of land use, other forms of ecological sustainably farming practices that don't pollute the climate with methane emissions and don't contaminate people's drinking water with nitrate. So fundamentally, that's what we need to see in the long term, is a transition away from these big dirty industries that aren't benefiting people in their local communities. They're benefiting corporates like Fonterra, whilst the locals in those rural areas are having to pick up the tab for either installing their own filtration systems to filter the nitrate, which costs a lot of money, or having to deal with the health impacts as a result, the potential health impacts as a result of that nitrate contamination.
And do you expect there to be an international response to this decision by Denmark? Will we see other countries following suit?
Other countries have considered this issue in the past and have been actively considering whether or not they lower the nitrate limits in different countries. The EPA in the United States has considered it in the past, and we're doing some work on it. The Trump administration has, you know, blocked that in its path and during its first term, and I believe in this current term as well. So yeah, it's politically tricky waters to navigate when it comes to the nitrate contamination of people's drinking water, because largely in most cases the source of the nitrate is agriculture, which is a powerful lobby not just in New Zealand but across the globe. But yeah, we're talking, everyone should be able to drink the water from their kitchen tap without worrying about getting sick. And the reality is right now that for many people in rural areas in New Zealand, that's no longer the case.
That was Greenpeace freshwater campaigner Will Appleby speaking to me about lowering drinking water nitrate limits.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.